This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Yaakov Avinu going to the house of Lavan, spending years marrying, building his home, making parnasa, making a living. Ayetze, Yaakov goes out, and of course it means he went out physically, Vayetze Yaakov Bershava, and physically Vayela Harana. But also it has a deeper meaning. Vayetze Yaakov goes out to the world. Yaakov, who is Tam Yeshiv Ahalim. Yaakov is the quintessential Bentera. He's the example of what it means to sit in yeshiva, locked away from the world. Ayetze, here he goes out. Through the parasha, we have lessons on how one should live when he goes out into the world. Both on a halachic level, we learn a lot from Yaakov. The way Yaakov was of the poyel, he was the hired worker, the most honest in his job. We learn halachas from that, but in Hashkafa as well, we can learn from Yaakov Avinu. In Lashon HaKodesh, we say, Gisha, the approach that we have to take when we go out into the world, is also in this parasha a lesson to be learned. Yaakov Avinu was chosen from all the others, that he should be the one to teach us all this. Avram teaches us lessons of chesed, of emunah, kirv rechaikim. Yitzchak teaches us lessons of emunah, mesiras nefesh, karbon. Yaakov Avinu was chosen to be the model role. The model role to teach us how it's supposed to be in the outside world. When one leaves his home, he leaves his environment, he leaves his yeshiva to go out to the real world. If may I use that expression, even though I don't think it's the real world. I think it's the unreal world. But this is the lessons that are taken from the parasha. In Chassidus Svarim, we find interesting the Sefer Teiras Avram from Slanim, page Ayin Reishay, Oisid Gimel. He brings down that Ramartcha Melechavich, great Rebbe's, did not say Torah, Shabbos, Parshas Vayetze. Didn't say Torah. He came to the Tish, he didn't say any Torah on the Parsha. Why? He said, take a look. Look at Yaakov Avinu. He eats, he sleeps, he drinks, he makes money, and it's all called Torah. Parshas Vayetze. What do we read? He went, he got married, he lived, he worked, he made money. And it's called Torah. The lessons are, if you do things for the right reasons, L'shem Shemayim, even eating, drinking, sleeping, making money, building a house, it's all Torah. And this was the lesson he was trying to convey to the Tzibur. You don't need any Torah. That itself is Torah. Torah is to live the Ayid. To live the way Ayid's supposed to live. To build, to do, yes, to work, to make money, but to do it, as they say, B'derech Yisrael Saba, V'ayit, that itself is Torah. Parashas Vayetzi is that. And to convey this message, Ramadcha Melechavitch did not say Torah by the Shabbos table, by the Tish. Lebin V'ayit is Eich Torah. The dream that Yaakov gets is the Sulam Mutzav Arza, the Reishe Magi Ashamaimo. This dream was obviously the Hakdam, it was supposed to be the Hachana, the introduction to his Vayetze. This was supposed to be a chalim, a nevuah, lessons that he was supposed to take before he enters the new world, this new world called the world of Lavan. What is the lesson of the Sulam? The answer is the way the Mefarshim, see the Shesvarim speaking a great deal about this, Sulam Mutzav Arzo. V'ra'ishay, Agiyash Amayim. You gotta live in this world. The Sulam is Mutzav Arzo. Its feet are on the ground here. V'ra'ishay, where should one's head be? What are his goals? What does he look to? Where is his mind? His mind has to be Shemaima. His mind has to be about Torah, about Yirah Shemayim, about the Aretz. We live in this world. We got to work. We got to do. And we got to be Isaac in Olam Haza. But how are you Isaac in Olam Haza? Sulam Mutzav Arzo. Roishoi Magia Shemaima. Why was Yaakov chosen? Why was it Yaakov Avinu the one to be chosen from all the others to give us a path in Olam Hazeh, in Darkei Achayim, in the outside world? Why? And I always thought the pshat is pashit. Yaakov Avinu is emes. It's truth. Truth means that when you go to work, you gotta be truthful on every penny. Every cheshbon has to be emes. It's not an easy thing, but that's what the Torah wants of, so to speak, the Yiddish businessman, that he should be like Yankiv, emes. And so, titein emes liyakov. This is the midah madrega of Yankiv Avinu, emes. So he was the av from all the other others that was chosen to be the malrul of making parnos in the outside world. And Hitaka showed us all the years in the house of Laban that he was emes, how to deal up here emes. The question though bothers me always, does that mean the other of us were not emes? But you think that Avram and Yitzchak, if they went outside to the world, they would be sheker, they would steal, or they would cheat, or be dishonest, or unfaithful. But what is the titein emes liyakov? Not Avram was not emes, and Yitzchak was not emes. What does that mean? And I think the pshat rabbeisai is that emes isn't just to be truthful. Emes is how to deal with sheker. Emes is the koyach of how to do emes when confronted with sheker. You know, many times Yaakov Avinu seems to be really not what emes. Mikesh the Tapel, he seems to be playing around. Achim ani beramoyis, yarochim yareisav achim ani beramoyis. Yeah, but I thought you're emes. And the answer is that there's an emes in the ramoyis, and how to, when you're dealing and you're involved and you're surrounded with ramoyis, to be able to succeed with emes, to proceed with emes. That's titin emes liyakov. Emes is not just a person that's honest. Avrom, Yitzchak, avadim were emes. But the koyach and the mid of emes means the koyach to be able to be emes and to be able to bring out the emes even in a situation when confronted with sheker. The ultimate sheker, Lavan and Esav. Notice the nisyonis that they went through. Avram had the nisyonis of people in Amunah. Wherever he went, people were trying to disprove the Amunah. And the pshat is because Avram was about Amunah. So his nisyonis were in Amunah. Chesed, that's why he had Zdoim. The anti-Avram, the anti what Avraham had to work against was chesed and amunah. Yitzchak, maybe it was in Yonim of Tefillah, Avi Melech, we could discuss that at great length in another shir. But Yaakov, because he was emes, all his nisyonis, all those that were his obstacles in his way, was a love and an esav. The two biggest gangsters, liars, thieves, conniving people in the world, Titein emes liYaakov, was to live and to teach us how to live in that world. It's interesting. The world of business is based on sheker. The more sheker, the more you matzliach. You know, I remember someone once came to ask me a question. In the diamond business, everybody cheats about how many carats. Everybody's off by one or two. That's what the guy told me. I'm not out there, I don't know. So the question was, is he allowed to say the same thing? Because everybody does it. If everybody does it, so then it means that's normal. By saying four, you mean really three and a half. That was the question that somebody asked me. At the time, I was, you know, young Talmud Chacham, Magid Shir, Rebbe, I couldn't even understand what the question was. How could you say on something which is not four? But then I started to understand that what he was saying was that the world is Mali Sheker. What is the emes in that world? That's complicated. The balance of being able to balance Sheker and emes. Yankiv had that koyach. Even in a world of Sheker where everything, where the Shakranim are claiming their emes. That's the Chiddush. Avada, where the Sheker is Sheker and the emes is emes. So the emes is clear in the Sheker. The question when it's not clear, when it's phased, when it's hazed, you're not sure what the emes, what the Sheker is. The Sheker walks around saying, I'm the emes. It needs Titein emes liYaakov to be able to discern what the real emes is and to proceed with that emes. And to be matzliach with that emes. You know, the Mesillas Yesharim uses interesting lashon. She is barer v'yisame yitzel adam mai chavos bei lama. What is Yisoid HaChasidus in the chapter Aleph? Beber chayvas adam bei lama. What is the responsibility of a person in this world? Says the Mesillas Yesharim, Yisoid HaChasidus v'sher shavoida. She is barer v'yisame, clear and truth. The two lashonos are pretty obvious, because one, you got to be able to know the truth. You got to be able to identify and live by the truth. But then there's another thing. She's barer. What is the truth? It has to become clear what the truth. That's also a complicated thing. The first thing is to want to follow the truth, and the second thing that's needed is she's barer. To become clear what the truth is. Living in the world of Lavan, and in today's time in the world of business, the truth is hazed. Yeah, everybody says three and a half when they mean four. Everybody does it. That's the truth. But then if you're not in that world, and you're a Ben Tayro, you say, but no, that's not true. Three is not four, and four is not three. Yeah, but everybody's saying it's... You see, that's called emes. Titein emes liYaakov means she is barer v'yisame tzeitz l'odom b'chol amoli shiyamel, in everything that he does in this world, all the difficulties, all the amelus, what is it about? Not so clear. A person begins to work, he believes that it's about making money. When he started out, that's not what he was thinking. He was thinking, I need to make parnasa. It's a big rule in life, Rabbi Isai. A person has to work to make parnosa, not work to make money. She is barer. The Asamis. It needs truth. It means that the truth is important. Also, the Yisbarer, that it should be clear what the truth is. Unfortunately, as you go to the outside world, it begins to become a fog of what the truth is. Yankiv Avinu, whose emes is the Av chosen for this mission, to teach Klal Yisrael how does one live in the outside world, in the Oilam HaSheker of Lavan, and the Oilam HaSheker of Esav, and yet remains the true Ben Teira, the Ish Emes, the man of truth. So it's not only about the halachas that we learn from Yaakov Avinu, like it's learned from the end of the Parsha, Gnuvsi Yoim, Gnuvsi Laila, Achalani Cher of the Kerach Balayla, Shomer. It's not only the halachas, but it's the hashkafe, the outlook that Yaakov has, that is the real basis, the foundation of where he's able to survive and succeed. And the answer is, the basis is emes. It's about truth. And that truth that Yaakov has, even within the sheker, to identify and to not lose the emes, is titin emes liyakov. It's very complicated. Once you go out, things become a blur. She is barer v'yisamet teis lodem aichavosei be'ilamei b'chalamali sha'amel. That's Yaakov Avinu. To stay focused with the clarity that the truth guides him in the sheker. I've always thought to myself, Yaakov Avinu steals the brachas from Esav, but he's the Ish Emes. What happened? Since Yedua Bali Musar, Michtam Eliyahu speaks about it. What is Emes and what is sheker? Yaakov Avinu knows that the brachas cannot be by Esav, it must be by him, so the Emes is to go get it. You see, it takes a tremendous conviction of emes to be able to realize that that's called emes. The titein emes liyakov is the power of emes. Even where the emes is not clear, even where the sheker seems to be the emes, and still Yaakov is titein emes liyakov. And so that emes is sent out to the real world to be a model role on how to make it in an Alma de Shikra, and how to build a home, a family, and make money in that Alma de Shikra. The Sulam Mutzabarzo, that clarity and the Veroishem Agiashem Aimo, to remain focused, is Titein Emes Liyakov. That's Yaakov's koyach. That's Yaakov's ability. Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai. We say in the mincha of Shabbos, Menuchas Ahav Nedava, Menuchas Emes Ve'emuna. What does Emes Ve'emuna mean? It's a menucha of emes. You look at the Yom Tefillah, the Mefarshim, they explain that it brings out Nedava, it brings out Ahav, it brings out emes, it brings out Shalom. Shalom we've spoken about in the past, that Shabbos Shalom, it's able to create Shalom. How does Shabbos create emes? Sheishas Yomim Tavod, I believe. Vosisa Kol Malachtecha, Ovayoyim Ashvi Shabbos Lashem Alekecha. The emes that this world of Sheishas Yomim, the Mutzav Arza, about the Roish Magia Shemayim becomes the Tachlis, is in the Sheishas Yomim Tava Vasisa Kamalachtecha, Vyoim Ashvi Shabbos Hashem Alekecha. the 6 days of work together with the Shabbos is the emes. The emes is that this world is not about this world. This world is the Rebbeinu Shem created this world. That's why Shabbos is an edus. Edus is truth. It says testimony that the Rebbeinu Shleilam created the world. You know, in 6 days, a guy could get confused about that. He does here in business, come Shabbos. It becomes the Reisha Nagia Shemaimo. He gets focused. In Me'ashi Layach, which is the Ishbitza, it's brought down that this Chalim that he had was on Shabbos. In Me'ashi Layach, the Ishbitza, it says clearly that the dream of the Reisha Nagia Shemaimo was Shabbos. Shabbos is about Mutzav Arza and Reisha Magia Shemaim. Yankiv Titin Emes L'Yakiv. That's Menuchas Emes. Teaches the person the truth. You're not the balabos. You're not the one who does it. It's Sheishas Yom Mimtavi of the Sisa Kol Malachtech of Yom Hashvi Shabbos Hashem Alikecha. It's interesting. Where does he have this dream? Luz. It says in the Pasuk, he calls the place Beis El. V'luz Shema Ir L'Rishayna. What is Luz? And why do I need to know that the name was Luz? Unbelievable question. So the Maril Diskin explains that when Moshe Rabbeinu conquered Eretz Yisrael, he'll find that if the name is Luz, because that's the Goyim gave it the name Luz, and he should and then he'll come and rename it Beis El, because Yaakov Avinu gave it the name Beis El. So it's about geography here. It's about telling me that when we kavish Eretz Yisrael, when we conquer Eretz Yisrael, you should know the name of the town should be, should go to the municipal and tell them we're changing the name from Luz to Beis El. So why do I have to know that here? It's so important. It's interesting. In Tanakh, by Yeshua, by Moshe Rabbeinu, later of Ace, we'll rename the place Beis El, and that's all. You look at the Medrash, that Luz has a lot of meaning. There's a lot of meaning to Luz. Luz was a very interesting place. You look at Rabbeinu Bechaya, he adds, and he says, Luz is like the bone Luz. It's a bone in the back of the neck, which is called Luz. The world was created there. Tchias HaMeisim will come from there. Luz, the bone Luz, you hear?
It's not Yerushalayim.
And it's Yerushalayim, Luz. It has a lot. All the Inyanim, Luz is a big place. Tchias HaMeisim, so these are big Inyanim, Rabbi said. But you know what's interesting? I'll tell you something very interesting. The Gemara tells us there's a place that nobody died. It's called Kushta. What is this place, Kushta? It's Luz. According to most Mepharshim, it's Luz. Kushta, they spoke the truth. You know, Yaakov Avinu was Emes. He also never died. Yaakov Lemes. It's interesting. Where does he have the chalim? Where does he have the dream? Where does he have the dream? In Luz.
No.
He has the dream in Luz. Yeah. Kushta, Emes. Yaakov. They were teaching him the Emes. What is this world about? And person dies, does he die? There's Tchias HaMeisim. What's the real world? Tchias HaMeisim is also about, we think we die. The sheker, the oilam hazet dies. But the ruchnius of the person, that doesn't die. You know, there's an interesting, I think it's from the Rishonim, see the Shesvarim are full with this, that anyone who eats malach malka, there's a bone luz, and that bone luz gets sustenance from the malach malka. From there, the tchias hamesim will, the person will revive himself. What is the connection between Tchias HaMeisim, Malav HaMalka, Luz, Yaakov Avinu? So many ideas to put it together in one plate. What is this all about? And I think the Pshat Rabbi says very poshut. Remember I explained to you Sheish Yom Tavid and Shabbos is emes, and what's the emes of it? That a person works, he starts to understand he's not working and making money. The Eibishter, it's all about, Shabbos teaches me it's all about the Eibishter. You know what Malav Malkis is? Malav Malkis is I take the Shabbos into the weekday. I take the Shabbos, I don't stop Shabbos, Shabbos is over. Now I take the Eiris. I take what the Shabbos is teaching. I take the Kedushas HaShabbos. I take the Inyanim of Shabbos and I carry with me to the beginning of the next week. I'm Malavit. This is the idea that weekday prepares for Shabbos. So Shabbos prepares for the weekday. The Luz, if a person lives that way, that it's Mutzav Arza, but Roisha Magia Shemaima, Mara tells us that Tanoim always used to buy and say this will be for Shabbos. That even during the week, their focus was on the Shabbos. That's Mutzav Arza. V'roishe Magia Hasha Maima. That's not this world. That's Tchias HaBeisim. That's a different world, Rabbi Yisrael. That's Tchias HaBeisim. That's where the mace, that the goof is not mace, because the goof is Ruchni. This is called Kushta, Emes. Yaakov sees the Emes. When is it? Shabbos. Now I want to point out something very interesting. Yaakov Avinu was about Gullus. We've spoken about it the previous Yurim, Ma'ariv, Chesha, Gullus. Yaakov was leaving Eretz Yisrael, the others were in Eretz Yisrael, Yaakov was leaving. Notice that when Yaakov leaves, the Makom HaMikdash comes to him. Interesting. Avraham Avinu goes to the Har Moriah. He has Kfitzas HaDerech, that he jumps quickly to the Makom HaMikdash. Here he left, and the Makom HaMikdash gets wrapped up and comes to him. See the Shesvarim, especially by the Belzer Torah, is this idea that even in the Gullus, then the Beis HaMikdash comes to you. Then the Beis HaMikdash comes to you. There's a time where you go to the Beis HaMikdash, where there is a Beis HaMikdash. But then in Gullus, where there's no Beis HaMikdash, and you're away, you got to be able to bring the Beis HaMikdash to you. How do you do that, Rabbi Yisai? You know, each one of the Avis gave a different name to the Beis HaMikdash. Avram called it Har. Har Hashem Yiro. Yitzhak called it Sada. Yaakov calls it Beis El. That's what we just learned. Beis El. The bias. What does that mean? A har. Who could go up on a har? The Alabar Hashem. Very few. Avram was able to do an Akeda on the har. Very few could come to that. Yitzhak already made it easier. Sada. But you have to go out. You have to go. Vayetze. You got to go to the Sada. Yaakov Avinu said, I could bring the Beis HaMikdash as a bias into my home. Beis El, bias. Koroi bias, which means even in the home, you can make a Beis HaMikdash. It's brought down clear in the Mefarshim. Shabbos is the Zman, where the home turns into a Beis HaMikdash. Why? What is a Beis HaMikdash? We're Makriv Korbonis, it's Mutzav Arza, it's Behemus, it's Reisha Magia Shemaima. Don't forget, there's two Bati Mikdash. There's the one here and the one above. It's Reisha Magia Shemaima. There's a here and a there. There's a Mutzav Arza Beis HaMikdash. But there's also Mutzav Arza Aroishe Magia Shemaimo, that the Beis HaMikdash goes all the way up to the Shemaim where there's another Beis HaMikdash. This is Shabbos. This is the bias, the home. The home, the home. And Yaakov especially knows this because in Gullus, there's no Beis HaMikdash. It's the home that turns into the Beis HaMikdash, specifically in the Gullus, specifically in the Vayetze Yaakov, then when Yaakov leaves. So what is this Luz? It begins with Luz, which is Emes. focused, knowing the truth. This world is not about this world, it's Magia Shemaima. Then it's Beis El. Yikra Yaakov Shem HaMakim Ahu Beis El. Ula, Luz Shem Ha'il HaRishayin, it begins with Luz. It begins with knowing the Yamis. Ramesh Zeche Tzadik Levracha, the Shiva Zatzal writes, we always find Beis HaMikdash and Shabbos, Beis HaMikdash and Shabbos. Chazal tell us, because we don't build the Mikdash on Shabbos, that's why it's always put together. Shabbosai say Tishmairis, Mikdashi Tiro, together to teach me that on Shabbos we don't build a Beis HaMikdash. Says the Rosh Hashiva Ramesh Zeche Tzadik Levracha and Parshas B'chakaisi at the end, there's a reason why we're so emphasizing this inyan of Shabbos and Beis HaMikdash, Shabbos and Mikdash, because the Mikdash takes secondary step, becomes a secondary inyan to the Shabbos. The Shabbos is more important. We don't build a Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. It's not Deicha Shabbos. Why? Because the Shabbos is more important. Shiva Zatzal and Ramesh used to say over something which Batsim the Kribiyiv Zer Mefurish Reb Chaim V'lozhna, there's a Beis HaMikdash. That's a physical thing. It's all about v'shachanti b'soicham. Sakhtar Shiva Zatzal, it's the Shabbos. Without a Beis HaMikdash, we live many years, thousands of years. Without a Shabbos, we can't survive. We can't survive without Shabbos. Shabbos becomes the Reish HaMakiyash, it happened on Shabbos. And this is the base ale. He understands it's about the house, the base ale. It's the home. It's interesting, we find that Yaakov Avinu was so involved in the bayis, in the building of his homes. You know, base Yisrael comes from only Yisrael. We don't call it base Avram. We don't call it Beis Yitzchak, we call it Beis Yisrael, Yaakov. You know what, later on, Rus, we're going to read, in Rus' estate, that when they sent Rus, they gave her a bracha. You should be like Rachel v'Rivka, Shashneim, Banu is Beis Yisrael. That was the bracha they gave Rus. And the Farshim asked, why only Rachel and Rivka? Rachel and Leah? Why not Sarah? Why not Rivka? Why Kerachel v'Leah Asher Shneiem Bonu was Beis? And the Teretz says Rabbi Yisai, because Beis Yisrael, the one who created Bayis, the Bayis of Klal Yisrael, was Yaakov, together with Rachel and Leah. Together with Rachel and Leah, Beis Yisrael, Asher Shneiem Bonu Beis Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu's goal was to build the bayis, knowing that in Gullis, it's not the Beis HaMikdash, it's the bayis. That's going to be the Makar of Kedusha, the Makar of Avodah, the Makar of Yiddishkeit. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, the focal point of the Yiddishkeit was the Beis HaMikdash. You were Oyler Regal, even on Yontif. You weren't home on Yontif. You left your house and you went to the Beis HaMikdash on Yontif. Today we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so the Iker becomes what? The Bayis, the home. The Bayis, the home. And that's Yaakov Avinu understanding in the Gullis that it's about the Bayis. And he protects that Bayis. I think that's shot in the pasuk in the beginning of the parasha. Hashem tells Yaakov Avinu ki lo yezavcha ad asher asisi eis asher dibarti lach v'ashiv eisicha el ha dama azais. Bring it back to this land, this place. Actually, Yaakov asked the Eivishter. Shmarani b'derez asher neichel v'nasi l'alavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav Beis Avi. Why Beis Avi? The Rebbein Shem promised him El Adama. Yaakov is not happy with that. He asks for something more different, and he's asking what? V'shafti b'shalom. based Avi, my father's house. Yaakov takes with him the picture. Yaakov takes with him the vision of what a base Avi is supposed to look like. Was der Tate Stub, was der Yiddish Stub is supposed to be. And he takes that with him to the Gullus, asking the Rebbeinu Shalom help him to protect, to preserve the base of the Gullus, because that's base El, that's the Yeshua. Hatzlach in Gullus. We don't have a base HaMikdash. He never lost focus of all this, making money, fighting love on Emes. What is the Emes? She is Barav Yisamen Seitz Lada Machagosai Beilamai Chalamolei Asher Amel. What is the Iker? It becomes V'shafti V'sholim Ubeis Ovi. V'shafti V'sholim Ubeis Ovi. The body is Shabbos. And then to take the Shabbos and bring it into the Chayil, to the weekday, into the Avod, into the work. You go to work, it's got to be with the Shabbos that precedes it. The Kedushas and the Oris and the Salus, that one hand on a Shabbos, he takes it with him into the workplace. And as he works the week, he looks forward to the next Shabbos. Utsavartza, Roishoi Magia Hasho, Maimo. This becomes Tite Nemes, Yaakov, why Yaakov Avinu was the Av that was chosen for this mission.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.